Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to English Academy Club. I am Velasca, your host. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, we will be reading The Light We Lost, Chapter 5. It was May, and we just graduated. We'd handed back our caps and gowns, trading them for diplomas written in Latin, with our names first, middle, and last. I walked into Le Monde with my family, my mother, my father, my brother Jason, two grandparents, and an uncle. They seated us next to another family, a much smaller family, yours. You looked up as we filed by, and you reached out, touching my arm. "Lucy," you said, "congratulations." I shivered. All those months later, feeling your skin against mine did that to me, but I still managed to say, "You too." "What are you up to?" you asked. "Are you staying in a city?" I nodded. I got a job working in program development at a new TV production company, kids' shows. I couldn't help grinning. It was a job I'd been crossing my fingers over for almost 2 months before I got it. The kind of job that I'd started thinking about soon after the towers fell, after I admitted that I wanted to do something more meaningful than advertising. A job that could reach the next generation and had the potential to change the future. "Kids shows," you said, a smile playing across your lips. "Like Alvin and the Chipmunks? Will they have helium voices?" "Not quite," I said, laughing a little, wanting to tell you that it was our conversation that led me there, that the moment we shared in your kitchen meant so much. "How about you?"
"McKinsey," you said, "consulting. No chipmunks for me."
I was surprised. I hadn't expected that after our talk, after hearing your analysis in Kramer's class. But what I said was, "That's great. Congratulations on the job. Maybe I'll see you around the city sometime."
"That would be nice," you answered.
And I went to sit down at the table with my family. "Who is that?" I heard someone ask. I looked up. There was a girl next to you with long, wheat-colored hair, almost to the middle of her back, and her hand on your thigh. She'd barely registered. I was so focused on you. "Just a girl I know from class, Stephanie," I heard you say, which, of course, was all I was. But somehow, it stunk. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to my podcast and come back for the next episode. Have a wonderful day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.